For YPR News, I'm Jess Sheldahl. Big Sky Country and Big Adventures drew in over 12 million tourists to Montana last year. As the state moves to reopen amid low COVID-19 case numbers, some Montana communities have to weigh the economic importance of tourism with local safety. I spoke with Jonathan Hettinger of the Montana Free Press about his reporting on how the novel coronavirus is impacting Montana's tourism industry. Thinking back a couple months ago to when the coronavirus was just starting to infect America, we saw reports on this phenomenon of people trying to ride out the pandemic by quarantining in Montana. Now that Montana has one of the lowest case counts in the country and businesses are starting to open up again, are we seeing a second wave of COVID refugees?
So it's hard to know,
but it's definitely a concern. I know here in Livingston, where I live, there's been a lot of out-of-state plates at trailheads and local restaurants, but it's hard to know whether that's because of COVID or just because it's spring in Montana. That's why the state's being so cautious with tourism and still enforcing a two-week quarantine for out-of-state travelers.
I know a few towns in Montana, like Whitefish, the local government is actually asking hotels not to rent rooms to people on a walk-in basis or for non-essential purposes in an effort to limit people bringing the virus into communities that currently have no or very few cases. But a lot of those places depend on tourists to drive the local economy. How do these communities balance an economy driven by tourism with local safety?
Well, I think that's the $1 billion question for gateway communities, and there are many differing opinions on how to best do that. So far, I know some guides have been able to return to work, especially like fishing guides, but I know it's going to be a long time before things get back to normal. Yellowstone Superintendent Cam Shawley announced the park's reopening. He said that he wants to be cautious because in the coming months are the highest generating for gateway communities.
Speaking about Yellowstone National Park, one of the biggest draws for tourists coming into Montana are the national parks, especially Glacier and Yellowstone. Since both parks have been closed since March, what can we expect from Glacier and Yellowstone as they start reopening?
Yellowstone's Wyoming entrances up from Cody and Jackson are opening on Monday. But Governor Bullock said it'll be at least June 1st until the Montana entrances open. Governor Bullock also said he thinks it'll be June 15th for Glacier. At first, the park is going to be day use only, but they're going to look at things like camping and hotels later in the summer.
In your story, you reference a video from the Montana Tourism Office. Here's a bit of the video encouraging people to wait to visit Montana.
Love Montana from the inside out. We'll see you later. And when that day comes, it'll be a great one.
The main tagline of the campaign says, love now, explore later. What are you hearing from people who live in these recreation hotspots about how they view tourists this season? Are people living out there also saying, don't come here?
It depends on who you talk to. I think it's a really scary time in the tourism industry, and businesses are looking for guidance. Last week, I know in Gardner, the northern entrance to Yellowstone, more than 50 businesses came out for a socially distant chat with the local health officials on how to safely open. Here in Park County, we're already seeing an increase in tourists, but I think it'll be a lot less than normal. People really aren't flying much, so most tourists will be road trippers, and it's unlikely that there will be more cars than usual, but some people will still come. So, and I think that another big question is, what does this look like for testing? Park and Gallatin counties are also starting to plan to do some surveillance testing of people in Gardner and West Yellowstone to see if tourism leads to an outbreak of COVID in these communities.
You found in your latest story on tourism that Montana is the second hardest hit state in the country when it comes to COVID-19's impact on tourism, and that 94% of tourism businesses have been impacted. What kind of lasting economic change do you think might come out of this for Montana's tourism industry?
Well, I think it's been really serious so far for the tourism industry, and I would not be that surprised if many tourism-related businesses do go out of business. Many guides are independent contractors, and a lot of tourism companies are mom-and-pop shops that may not have a lot of money in reserves. I think people are still going to want to come here, but business surveys by the Institute of Tourism and Recreation Research at the University of Montana are showing that some of those businesses might be in real trouble. One major impact that is worrying a lot of people in this area and the Bozeman area is the effect on the airports in particular. One of the reasons that this area has been able to grow and Big Sky and West Yellowstone and Livingston and Gardner are able to have so many visitors is because of the growth and the number of flights at the Bozeman Airport. If the air industry is severely impacted, it might be a bit harder to get to Montana, which might mean it's harder to ski or fish or visit Yellowstone.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your reporting with us.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me.
That was my conversation on tourism with Jonathan Hettinger of the Montana Free Press.